the first half of March, Earth passes Mars and Jupiter passes Venus, so it's a busy time for planets. Mars reaches opposition on the 3rd. That's when Earth laps Mars in the race around the Sun, and Mars appears directly opposite the Sun. The red planet rises in the east around sunset, and it's up all night below the belly of Leo the lion. The bright star west of Mars is Regulus, the brightest in Leo. Regulus is at the base of a group of stars called the Sickle, which outline the lion's head. On the 5th, Mars comes closest to Earth and shines at its maximum brightness for this visit. Now, it may seem strange that our two worlds make their closest approach after Earth has lapped Mars, but remember that both orbits are non-circular, with points of perihelion, where the planets are nearest the Sun, and points of aphelion, when they're farthest from it. Earth is now heading out toward aphelion, but Mars passed its aphelion in February, so it's now closing in. These two motions continue to bring our two planets closer until a couple of days after Earth has left Mars behind. Unfortunately, with Mars so near aphelion, it won't come nearly as close as it did in 2003 when its opposition and perihelion fell only 2 days apart. This time it will be about 63 million miles away compared to only 35 million miles in 2003. Also in Mars news, recent data from the European Space Agency's Mars Express probe suggests that a large ocean once covered the planet's northern plains. The probe's radar picked up evidence of marine-like sediments in locations already suspected to have been ancient shorelines. Researchers speculate that the ocean existed some 3 billion years ago, but only lasted about a million years, which is just a blink of an eye in geological terms. In the west, Jupiter and Venus have been closing in on each other, and on the 13th, Jupiter drops past Venus on its way down into the Sun's afterglow. The two planets come within 3 degrees of each other. That's about 6 full moon widths. Then they separate as Jupiter continues its free fall. The two planets look very close together, but they're anything but. Jupiter is 524 million miles from us, but Venus is only 75 million miles from us, and that's why it's so much brighter than Jupiter. Saturn is high in the east by midnight all month. Just southwest of the ringed planet, you'll see its companion, the bright star Spica in Virgo. Above and left of the pair is Arcturus, the brightest star in Bootes, the herdsman, and high to their upper right is Mars. March's full moon was known to Algonquin tribes as the Worm Moon for the casts of earthworms that now begin to appear on the softening earth. In more northerly areas, it was known as the Crow Moon for the cawing of these feisty birds, or the Crust Moon, because in March, snow often gets all crusted over from cycles of melting and refreezing. The full moon this month rises the night of the 7th and reaches perfect fullness at 3:39 a.m. on the 8th. That's all for now, and happy star watching.